I'm Walt Lidlow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. The session is a fairly short one, according to the agenda. Here's an overview with Mike Angeli.
The Traffic and Parking Advisory Committee is a subcommittee of the police department, and they handle all advising and recommendations to the commission regarding things, for example, like where to place stop signs, where to allow parking, not to allow parking, that kind of thing. And often when a neighborhood or a person has a concern with a traffic situation in their neighborhood, they'll tell me or they'll tell the police department, and we'll put it in front of this committee for consideration.
So there's an update with that tonight. A few items on the consent agenda and unfinished business has to do with, of course, as you are making your exit, there is some process business that is going to be done with that tonight with the commission.
Yes, the a subcommittee was appointed a few weeks ago to look into this, and they want to come back to the commission with a recommendation that they issue RFPs or requests for proposals to private firms that would actually conduct the search. And so what they're going to present to the commission this time is the desire to do that and then to review those applications once they come back and make a recommendation at a future meeting to the commission as to which firm.
And that's fairly common. I mean, these organizations exist so that city commissions and cities don't have to produce all the time and the resources and everything to get the word out. That's what they do. It's almost like a marketing firm in a way.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. And, you know, when you're looking for a manager, often they come from all over the place, and you want to have some level of vetting done before they actually get into the building.
One other item on this relatively short agenda has to do with curbside residential garbage pickup and contracts with that. What's going to be talked about there?
Well, what's happened over the course of the pandemic is that the revenue that's been coming into the landfill hasn't been what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So they have had to have at least two tipping fee increases in the last 6 months or so. And this is the second one, to try to help overcome that deficit. And what they are asking us, actually probably all municipalities, is to somehow or help with that that deficit. And so what we're asking the commission is to raise our rates because this cost falls on our hauler, which is waste management. So we're asking to raise our garbage rates roughly about 15 cents a month per household. It's not really that big of an amount, but it's something that the public should be aware of anyway.
15 cents a month would actually help address that then per household?
Yes. In the city, we've got about 6,100 users, so that's about $1.80 a year per household. Mm-hmm. And so if you do the multiplication, it's enough. And I would assume that the same type of increases would likely occur in the other jurisdictions that use the landfill as well.
That's Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission is at 6 o'clock at Commission Chambers at Marquette City Hall. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.